And what would they call a child who is not recognized by his father? Or a child whose parents were not married?
Oh, I can't think.
Would they ever use the word bastard?
Oh, I've heard it once in a while, but
They would use something less strong than that?
yes, but I can't think what I want to say.
Well, let's come back. Let's come back to that. We will. Maybe with digestion, that will come back. Okay. What about when you were married, did people in the neighborhood throw a party for you after you were married? A noisy party?
Called a shivaree.
Do they have those? You tell me a little about that. I'd like to hear that.
Well, I didn't think much of it.
At the time.
No, I didn't. Somebody shook flour in our hair and then poured water on us.
How long had you been married?
Couple of days.
And do they come up in sort of a mob, or?
Yeah, they come up, go around your house, making a lot of noise.
Mostly.
Finally, you invite them in.
Mostly men, or
No.
both?
Both. I've heard of some that got run off, somebody with his gun, run them off.
What did your husband think of it?
I don't think he thought any more about it than I did.
Now, were they friends of yours?
Oh, yeah.
They were, I
Neighbors.
guess they were friends before.
Yeah. Right?
Did they bring instruments or anything, or?
No. Someone brought gifts.
Now, does that mark approval or disapproval of them?
Approval, I think. I hope.
I think in some parts of the country it's a disapproval.
Well, you know, they don't do this much anymore, though.
Why is that?
I don't know. I haven't heard of a good shivaree for a long time.
Anything else? Do they take you out of the house and run you around in a wheelbarrow or anything like that?
No. After the wedding, I've seen them take them in a wheelbarrow down the street.
So does this happen the night of the honeymoon or later?
No, it happens. Well, the ones when they whoever, that's the day of the wedding.
But the shivering's usually a little later.
Just a few days later.
Did you go on a honeymoon?
No.
Did you want to?
No, I didn't know anything about them. You know, I lived out in the country all my life.
So you didn't expect one.
No, I didn't.
Did anybody go on honeymoons those days, or not so many?
Not so much. They went right to work.
Oh, yeah, I guess they'd have to.
Right.
What would you call an instrument that you hold in your hands and sort of blow in and out?
Harp.
You'd call that harp, okay. And with it, you could play beautiful, let's say,
Hymns, anything.
hymns are a type of
Religious
religious.
song.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to get you to say a word that begins with M. Mu, does that sound music? Can I get you to say that? Is that, for example, if you were to go to church and there to play a song on the organ, you'd say, oh, that's such beautiful.
Music.
There we go. And sometimes kids play on a board that's supported in the middle. One gets on one end.
Teeter-totter.
They call it a teeter-totter. Is that the
Seesaw.
now are those the same thing or are they different?
No, they're the same thing.
And which do you think you would call it more frequently, a teeter-totter or a seesaw?
Seesaw. When I was going to school.
I see. Okay. And there's a game sometimes kids play when you have a chicken dinner. They grab a certain bone.
Wishbone.
Okay. And who wins when they break it?
The one that gets the center piece.
Okay, the one that gets the bigger one. I think in the South, the person who gets the smaller one wins. Anything else that goes along with that? Any other superstitions in town or that you know of?
Not that I know of.
No, are there any haunted houses around here?